Yin Amid Aleph, the last Amid, the last Shura of the Amid. Boy Mine Rove Me Rav Nachman. Rove Klerda Shaila from Rav Nachman. Yairish Mao Sheyevatel Rishus. Is a Yairish Bekoyach to be Mevatel the Rishus in the Chotzer that he Yarshin from his Moirish. Let us see Rashi. Yairish Sheshochach Oviv Vlo Yiriv. The father was not ma'ariv, umeis b'shabes, v'loi bitul rishusoi. The father was not ma'vatul his rishus. Ma'u sheyevatul ha'yerish. Is the yerish bekoyach now to be ma'vatul the rishus? So the Gemara says as follows. Heichid iboi le'iruvei me'esmael motzi me'ariv. That's close. The father, since the father was bekoyach to be ma'arev me'yesmael, so me'mele motzi ma'arev is betuli nami motzi mevatel. The din bitul is like a hemshech from the din erev. Erev Shabbos is a heter of erev. If you did not, you weren't mekayim the din erev, so there's a din al kaponim, there's a din of bitul rishus. So a person who is a bar iruvi is a bar betuli. Avol hai, avol the yoyrish, ki vin di boi le ruve me yes me le motzi ma'arev. Since if he had wanted to be ma'arev from yesterday, he couldn't be ma'arev, because it wasn't, he didn't possess any schusim in this chotzer. Is lo motzi mevatel, so a person who did not have a koyach la'arev, does not get a koyach bitul. Oy du me yoyrish kare davuahu. Or maybe the Yairish is Kared Avu. Pshat is, Einachanami mitzad atzmoi, he cannot, doesn't have a koyach habitul, but he's Kared Avu, we consider like the father is still in existence. He's the regal of him, so he takes over the koyches of the father. And the father had a koyach levatul, because the father had a koyach la'arev. So that is the Shaila the Gemara. So that Shaila Rove asked from Rav Nachman. Om Aloi. So Rav Nachman told him as follows. Ani Oimer Mevatel. I hold that a Yerish could be Mevatel. Vahani Debe Shmuel Ton away Mevatel. From the Yeshiva of Shmuel, they hold that a Yerish cannot be Mevatel. Zogt Rashi. Hey, chedi boi le ruvi kloima. Oviv shoye esmel roil ra'arev. The father that was roil ra'arev erev Shabbos. Hoye yochel avatel. So he has the koyach of bitl. Aval hai deloi motzi la ruvi esmel. Deloi ho yoloi chelik bo. He did not have a chelik in this chotze. Till after Mises Moirishoi. So memele, so he wasn't able to be ma'arev yesterday. So he can't be mevatel, or daf shenayin, there's a din of kare. Eisvei. So the Gemara asks Akashe from a Baraisa. Now the Baraisa says a few klolim. Ze haklal. Kol shem muter lemikze Shabbos, huter lechola Shabbos. V'chol shem nesa lemikze Shabbos, nesa lechola Shabbos. Chutz mimevatel rishus. Now, before we get into the tziurim, what the Baraisa is telling us, but the ivre in the Baraisa is that there are two halachas. There's halacha of kol shemuta lemikza Shabbos. If a heter was chal on the chotzer, on the beginning of Shabbos, so the heter remains. If an iser was chal on the beginning of Shabbos, the iser remains. Chutz mimevatel rishus. Bitl rishus, so poshet the Baraisa means, that if there was an Isser in the beginning of Shabbos, he wasn't Ma'ariv, and Al Kaponim, he could still be Matar through a Bittul Rishus. That's the Poshet Epshat in the Baraisa. The Rishash and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis wants to say another Pshat in this Chutz Mimavatul Rishus. He says, we see in the din of Bittul Rishus, we had in the beginning of Perik Hador, what happens if a tzedoiki was mevatel? So you're allowed to carry. What if the tzedoiki is machzik in his rishus? So you can't carry anymore. That's the first mission in Perek Ador. Gamliel told the children, Chaparayim before he'll be Marzik. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he can be Marzik if he'll be Chaparayim. According to Gamliel, can't be Marzik. Aber al koponim, the halacha is, the tzedaki was mevatel Erev Shabbos. So when Shabbos came, there was a heter tiltel in the chotzer. Aval pi came, when he's machzik in his reshus, so the heter falls off. So the Rishash asks, so why doesn't there apply the disklal kol shem muta le mikze Shabbos huta le chola Shabbos? Abaraisi says a klal over here. If there was a heter at the beginning of Shabbos, so even though the heter falls off, huta le chola Shabbos. That's the Rishash's kasha. So the Rishash says, that is pshat in the Baraisa. Chutz mi mevatel rishus. Mevatel rishus, none of these klolim apply. Not the second klal. Kol she nesa le mikza Shabbos, nesa le chola Shabbos, because Avili was mevatel le mikza Shabbos, so kaponim from the bittel and further, al kaponim, the bittel helps, so there's no din of kol she nesa. In Hu Adin, if he was Mevatel Betchilas HaShabbos, he could be Chayse from the Bittul. So the first Halach of Kol Shehuta is also doesn't apply. Bittul has different Klolim altogether. Chutz mi Mevatel Rishus. Kol Shehuta, now the Gemara is going to explain. What is the Baraisa speaking about? Kol Shehuta Lemikza Shabbos, Muta Lechola Shabbos. Kigoyim. Irev derech haPesach. There were two chatzeres, one next to the other. There was a Pesach beintai. There's a Pesach beinayim, so they could be ma'arev together because there's a Pesach. Then the two chatzeres are not moved one from the other. V'nistam haPesach. So the Pesach made it possible to make the Erev. Now in the middle of Shabbos, the Pesach became nistam. Irev derech haloin, or there was a haloin dalad al dalad in the kaisel hamavdul bein achatzeres, v'nistam haloin. So memele, so that is what the Baraisa is telling us. But since the heter of Eruv achatzeres was chal betchilas haShabbos, so even though now there's a hevdel between the two chatzeres, aval pikein, the heter of Eruv achatzeres remains. Zehaklal. Now the Baraisa says Zehaklal is Lasuye Mavoi Shenitlu Kairoisav Oilechoya. That if you had a Mavoi and in the Emtza Shabbos the Kaira was taken off or the Lechoyaim was taken off, Al Koponim the Heter remains in the Mavoi. Let us see Rashi. Hachi Garsik Koshetom Mitzvah Shabbos Meforesh Lava Ozel. Hachi Garsik. Kigoin irev derech haPesach. Ze haklal lasuye movi shenitli kairosoi oi lechoyev. Irev derech haPesach, shtei chatzeres, u Pesach echot beinayim. Ve irvu al yidei oisei Pesach. This Pesach was made possible for them to make irubi chatzeres. U bishabbos, noflo kinegdei mapoilis. A mapoilis fell bemokim haPesach, ve nistam. Mutorim lishtamish mizu lezu al yidei zrike v'derech urim ktanem. Da'af al gav de'ein erev bein beis chatzeres b'loi Pesach. There is no such inyan. You cannot be ma'arev to chatzeres if one can get to the other. Kiddis nan b'chaloin shebein beis chatzeres. Abahoche Shabbos ha'il v'hutra hutra since there was chal b'tchilas ha'Shabbos ha'heter tiltu ha'heter remains. Zaklal asuye movu shenitlo kairosa yoilechoya. B'Shabbos. Af al gav di shtakel mechitzis today. Here's a greater chiddush. That even though the mechitze beruach revi was taken away, shorim. Hoyol v'ishtari bein ha-shmoshes. And why is this a greater chiddush? Umerei shelo yishamina lo. Tahosa misnayul mechitzes. In the reish, we have the mechitzes. That means each chotzer has its mechitzes. Only the ability to be ma'arev was taken away later. Aval hochaloi, here you don't have a mechitze beruach habis. Vachem rinala b'shili pirke kam. Yeah. Sagt der Bereise weiter. Kol shen nesa le mikza Shabbos, nesa le chola Shabbos. Kol shen nesa le mikza Shabbos, nesa le chola Shabbos. What is this? Kula. Kigoy. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harab. Yetu batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harab. So these two batim could not be ma'arif because there's rishus harab b'nei. V'ikifum nochim mechitza b'shabbos. And Nochim were makif a mechitza around these two batim. So now the rishus harab became a rishus ayochi, became a chotza b'nei. And in the middle of Shabbos, the one wants to be mevatel to the other. So since betchilas knisas haShabbos, they were unable to be ma'arev, they couldn't be ma'arev betchilas, so they don't have a din bittul. Zeh haklal lasuye mai. The zeh haklal is also going on the sefer. Lasuye meis nochri b'Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'kifum nochrim mechitze, da'asurim levatol zeloze. In Shabbos, they can't be mevatol one to the other, k'dei shi'ishtamish bo'echad b'yem. Akponim, one should be able to be mishtamish in this chotza. Toho yul v'yhav bo'ye ruvi me'yesmel, if they would have wanted to make an erev Shabbos. So since none of them have a koyach la'arev, so they don't have a koyach levatel. Avol lehava hosam elochad bayis, if there would have been one bayis, shari, then the bayis is not speaking about that. So before the bayis was not allowed to be metaltal in the reshus harabim, and now became a reshus ayochad. The mechitza nasis b'shabes mechitzi. Tzires atoyres mechitzim. So Memela, then he'll be mutter to be meitzi mi beisoi lechatzeira. Zeh aklal dereishe nami koya seife, lasuye meis nochi b'shabes. This is coming to tell us meis nochi b'shabes. The kivin, the iboi le'eruvi me esmoil lo'imotzi ma'arvi. Also the same thing. That since erev Shabbos, if they had wanted to make an Erev, they couldn't have been Ma'arev. Hashdenami loy mevatli. So Bemison, both are the same svore. That in order to have a koyach levatel, you have to have previously a koyach la'arev. And here they didn't have a koyach la'arev because the guy did not die conveniently Erev Shabbos. He died in Shabbos. Hashtenami loy motzi mevatel. Al mireishe de seife loy shaminen lo. Eloy osi bezeh klal. So fek tach Rashi, so why do you need a zeh klal to be malde? Dohos om loy motzi la ruvi me esmel klal. In the first case, it was impossible to be ma'arev erev Shabbos, because there was no mechitza there. Avol hoche motzi la ruvi al yedei schiris. Here, supposed from Rashi weiss the chois, that it is speaking about that the goy was here erev Shabbos, he wasn't cooperative erev Shabbos, he didn't want to be masked in his shoes. So memeles or bepoyel, they couldn't be ma'arev. Aber theoretically they could be ma'arev. So memeles, so here we're marbe, that afilu theoretically they had a koyach la'arev, also they can't be mevatel. Also they can't be mevatel. Tuv Yehama was ma'ore ha'ore, so this is a baraisa over here. So he was ma'ore, we had a gemore, daf samach zayin amid aleph. The gemore says the godless between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Rav Chisda Martin, Sivosei, Mimas Niyosa, the Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was a gewaldike boki. So Rav Chisda asked a shayla from Rav Sheshes. The shayla was that, Meis Nochi B'Shabbos, Mal, what is the din? Libe de man yom ein zeichen tatit lo evdinen ha chod avdinen. So if the goy died in Shabbos, can you be mevatel? Yes or no? I do meloishno. O meloi ani oimel mevatlin. I hold mevatlin. You allowed to. Ba amnuna oimer ein mevatlin. In Rashi, Dav Samach Zayin learns pshat, that Meis Nochi B'Shabbos is speaking about this case that it's speaking about that the Goy was there Erev Shabbos, and theoretically you could have been Ma'arev if the Goy would have been cooperative, and Rav Sheshe says, Ani Yoyim Mavatl. So L'Chayre, it's not like this Baraisa. So yes, the Shaila Rav Sheshe was the big Boki, if she didn't know this Baraisa, that's what yes, the Kasha. So Dachsmer, one of the two. Rashi Grad says, and Bav Samach Zayin, Amadalof, Mimas Niyosa, the Rav Sheshe in Mishnayis, Siduris Loi. Rav Sheshe was a Boki in Mishnayis. The Mishnayis was Dulu, so this is a Baraisa. All the Baraisas could be, he didn't know this Baraisa. That's number one. And number two, the Emerson Taisus of Daf Samach Vov asked the Kashta Ben Chananel Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that if the Goy came in Shabbos, she could be Seiche from the Goy in Mevatel. So Taisus asks from Abba Reise, Abba Reise steht verkehrt. Abba Reise steht that you can't be Mevatel by a Goy. So Taisus says, it's that maybe Rabbi Yochanan learned a different shot in the Baraisa. That means we just had a Zeklal, and the Gemara wants to say that the Zeklal is coming, that Meis Nochi. It could be Rabbi Yochanan had a different shot in Zeklal. Taisus has such a mahalach. So Mamela, so it's going to show Zay Gefeller. The stomach of the Gemara learned the Zeklal is going about Meis Nochi. If Rav Sheshes holds that Meis Nochi could be Mavato, so he had a different Malach in Zeklal. So it could be it's not too gefelach this Kasha. Let's go back to the Baraisa. Uktoni chutz mime Mavato, Rishus. So it says, chutz mime Mavato, Rishus. Eimo, chutz miteires bittel rishus. Now let us see Rashi. This is a shveri gemara over here, so let us see what Rashi has to say. Chutz min hamevatel rishus, sheshochach v'lo irev, sheaf al pi shenesa lemikza Shabbos. That's the hemshech. I mean, we just said before, kol shenesa lemikza Shabbos, is Nessa Kola Shabbos Chutz Minavato Rishus Sheshochach V'lo Yirev Shaf Al Bishen Nessa Lamitza Shabbos Yesh Lo Itakone B'Shabbos. Fine. So Trashi Umid Lo Iktoni Chutz Mishabitl Rishus V'Yoyrish. Why doesn't it say two cases? Let it say Bitl Rishus V'Yoyrish. Shema Mino Yoyrish Lo. He says, since the Baraisa only said one case of chutz mi shemevatel, chutz mi mevatel rishus, and it did not speak about a yoyrish, so memelus arayi that a yoyrish not. We'll come back to what the ray is. Eimo at gemar gemfet chutz mi teires bittel rishus. The yoyrish bechlal, the kari devu, the teires bittel neheges boy. Now, this is a shveri gemore. Taisvus frekta frashi v'dovo teimahu madiyukuze. It says, chutz mi mevatel rishus, that a mevatel rishus, even though it was neser betchila Shabbos, so it can be mevatel b'emtza Shabbos. So it should have said, chutz mi mevatel rishus v'yoyrish. So since it didn't speak about yoyrish, why since a yoyrish can't be mevatel? So it's a pella. What's the mevatel rishus? If a yoyrish is a mevatel rishus, so that falls into the category of yoyrish. I mean, what's we have to gemorges and the adiyuk? You have to say chutz miteires bittel rishus. So I saw two mahalchim to understand Rashi. The teires chayim tachsich mer says as follows: mevatel rishus means that he's mevatel the rishus. That is a din. If he was mevatel rishus, I be Shabbos, some emele, so it's mutter. Even though it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter now. He says, a yoyrish is not considered a mevatel rishus, because by missing, he can't be mevatel. Pshat is, the koyach abitel is from the father, he's kared avuah. So he wouldn't be called a mevatel reshus. That means mevatel reshus, what happens, always given that he's the mevatel. He's not a mevatel, he can't be mevatel. His pshat is, he took over the koyach habitel, or maybe he's mevatel of the koyach of the father. But you can't call him a mevatel, the Tana would not call him a, that means, if the Tana wanted to say that if he's mevatel mitoiris kare, it's also good, he should have said it specifically, because mevatel reshus vice is a person who is bekoyach levatel reshus. A yoyrish is, he's not bekoyach, it's als ka, he's not called a mevatel reshus, the mitzavats meine yochel levatel. So that was the raya of the Gemara, not like Rav Nachman, that a yoyrish can't be mevatel reshus. The Gemara again, if it doesn't say chutz mi mevatel rishus, aim chutz mi teiris bittel rishus. Whenever there's bittel rishus, I'm not saying who's doing it, whenever there's bittel rishus, so even though it was nesar mitchilas ha-shabes, it becomes mutter. That's how the Teiris Chaim writes. The Loshin Azov wants to say a different pshat in Rashi. If he means what I'm saying, so then he says it. If he doesn't know, it's unclear a little bit. It's the kitzer. If he doesn't mean this, then he doesn't. Then he didn't say it. Then I want to say pshat. But I was zichan the seira from what he said. Be'emesin, if we learn the baraisa, there's a meira dike ha'ore in the baraisa. The baraisa says, the baraisa says like this: Kol she nesa lemikta Shabbos, nesa lachola Shabbos. Cool. Kigai. Shnei batim v'shnei tzidei reshus harabim v'hikifum nochem v'chitze. So the Baraisa is saying that hikifum nochem v'chitze won't help. Chutz mi mevatel reshus. So we're differentiating between mevatel reshus and hikifum nochem v'chitze. So l'choyre, yes, k'samoyre de k'ha'ore. What's the case of Ikifum Mechitze? Ikifum Mechitze, we're speaking about was the Ikifum Mechitze, he became a Rishus HaYochid, and then one was Mevatel. So there also was Mevatel. So what's that? Chutz mi Ikifum Mechitze, I say Ikifum Mechitze, remains also. Chutz mi Mevatel Rishus, that becomes also. This also, there also was a Mevatel Rishus. How are you differentiating there was a bittel rishus and here was a bittel rishus. So how are you differentiating between these two? If he kifu mechitzah is a matter, so you say, this matter is not matter, bittel rishus is matter. But he kifu mechitzah is not the matter was after he kifu mechitzah, they were mevatel the rishus one to the other. So there was a bittel rishus, there was a bittel rishus. So what is pshat in the Loshon HaBrayis? So pshat in the Baraisa is as follows. Hikifu mechitza means that they got their koyach levatel beemtza ha-shabbos. Meis nochi b'shabbos means that they got their koyach levatel beemtza ha-shabbos. Chutz mi mevatel reshus. What's the difference? That he always had the koyach to be mevatel, but he was mevatel in Shabbos. That is the ivre in the Baraisa. Hey, so the Barais is telling us three cases of bittel rishus. The first two cases are the reason they weren't mevatel till now because they couldn't be mevatel till now, and al yedei hakoves mechitza, al yedei meis ha'akum, they got the koyach. That's hikivu mechitza, and that's meis akum. So in there you say kimen shenasa b'miktus haShabbos nexakol haShabbos ma'ase ein kein chutz mi mevatel reshus. That the whole difference between before and now is before he wasn't mevatel and now he was mevatel, but not that before he didn't have a koyach and now he had a koyach. He always had a koyach. So that is what the Barais is telling us, that bittel only helps if he always had a koyach. If he didn't have a koyach, so memele, and he gets the koyach in Shabbos, it wouldn't help. So memele, if you say that a yoyrish is also good, he should have said this, because a yoyrish is already similar to Ikifu Akum. A yoyrish got his koyach habitul in Shabbos. It helps because of alumnus of karedavua. But al kolponim, this is not mevatel reshus. That is pshat in the Gemara's raya. What did the Gemara answer?
No, so the Gemara says, not your goyres chutz mi mevatel rishus, your goyres chutz mi bitel rishus.
Now, they says, it means like this. So the Baraisa is saying like this. In the cases before, there's no din teiras bitel. He says, in these two cases, it doesn't help because there's no din teiras bitel. There's no teiras bitel in these two cases. Masha enken, where there will be a teiras bitel, then bitel will help. Which case that is? Could be Yerush also is a Teres Bittl. So the Baraisa is just saying the difference between this case and the previous case, because the previous case there's no Teres Bittl, and here there is a Teres Bittl. Now, what falls into the category of here? Okay, that's a matter of opinion. So that's a Rashi for Yerush Bechlal. So Yerush also, in Teres Bittl issues, a Yerush can be Bechlal, the Kara Dabu. The Teres Bittel, my Haggis, but. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eisvei. Echad mibnei chotzer shemeis. Echad mibnei chotzer, a person had lived in a chotzer, and he died. V'iniach rishusoi le'echad min ashuk. It was, and here we are speaking about that this mibnei chotzer, it was Ma'ariv. He was Ma'ariv. A person who lives in a chotzer normally is Ma'ariv. Shemeis. And he died. Ve'iniach reshusoi. Now he was moirish his reshus le'echod min ashuk. To someone who did not live in this chotzer. He lived outside of this chotzer. So the halach is as follows. Miba'oid yoim. If this ben chotzer, he was Ma'ariv. And so he died miba'oid yoim. So the Erev that he had made becomes bottle, because the Erev is only kind of bein hashmoshes. He died me ba'od yoyim. So his Erev does not help. Now the Yoyrish took over his chelik in the chotzer. The Yoyrish is a odom mibashuk. This Adam Ibashuk, we'll see, normally does not make an Erev. He doesn't live there. So Memele, so he does, he's not, he doesn't make an Erev. So Memele is Oysa. So Memele, this, so since the Ben HaChotzer died me Boid Yoim, and this is Koriv, did not live in the Chotzer, so he didn't make an Erev now. So Oysa, so Hilasa, because now you have someone in the Chotzer that this Chelik of the Chotzer belongs to him. He wasn't Ma'arav. Mishach HaSheicha. What is the Halacha if the Ben HaChotzer, who had made an Erev, died already in Shabbos? So the Chotzer became Mutter B'tchilas Knisus HaShabbos. It became Mutter. And now he died, and now his korev, who's minashuk, took over his chelik. Eina yoisa. So here we are new aloche that if the erev was chal, the erev was matter, but chilas knisas haShabbos, so it's matter the kol Shabbos. Now we're going to speak about a fakerta case. Ve'echod min hashuk shemeis. The other way around. A person who did not live in this chotzer, but he possessed a bias in this chotzer. So now we'll see, we won't get into the particulars, that we'll see more in Taisvis. So normally, a person who does not live in this chotzer is not interested in making a native in the chotzer. It was gate them on. He lives in a different chotzer. So the echad min hashuk shemeis. So we will assume he possessed a dira in this chotzer. He did not live in this chotzer. So therefore, he was not ma'arav. V'iniach rishusoi le'echad mibnei chotzer. But he left over his rishus le'echad mibnei chotzer. Is as like, mi ba'oid yoim. So if this ben hashuk died, mi ba'oid yoim, eini oisa. So it won't ask why. So it's speaking about, so Rashi is going to say pshat, it's speaking about this person who died, was not ma'arev, died mi bo'id yoim. This ben ha'chotzer, who's living in the chotzer, he didn't own his uncle's mansion. He was living in the chotzer. But he was ma'arev later. So memele, so his erev
He was ma'ariv, his erev automatically was koilu, whatever he possessed. So me'mele if b'shas, when he was ma'ariv, he yarshened already a mansion from his uncle. So me'mele, so his erev is matel, the schusim in the chotzer, what his uncle had. So me'mele, that's echad min ha'shuk shemeitz, v'niach reshusay la'echad mibnei chotzer. So if he died mi bo'id yoim, eina yoisah. So me'mele, so the yoirish won't asa, because he made an erev, and the erev already includes that what he was yoirish from the moirish. Mishecha sheicha, what happens if he died mishecha sheicha? So now we have here. Echad min ha'shuk was not ma'ariv with the bnei ha'chotza. So the chotza was also the talto. And now, mishecha sheicha, oisa. Now already it's fafallen, and it's also. Frek de gemore amai oisa. Why is it fafallen, mishecha sheicha? Nevatel. Let him be mevatel now. If you say, according to Rav Nachman, ayoyrish is bekoyach to be mevatel. So the uncle that had the mansion, so he wasn't ma'ariv. So good. So it was also to be metaltel in the chotzer. But now he died. Now the mansion belongs to a ben ha'chotzer. So let him now be mevatel. Zuk the Gemara, my oisa nami diktoni ache yevatel. You're right, no raya. Oisa means that it'll be us. It'll be mevatel. It'll be mevatel. Ein ochanan. Let us see Rashi. Now this is the first case. The first case is that echad min nechotzer shemeis. So this nechotzer already had made an erev. Shadayim baradayim loikon elu vishalishin. But his erev wasn't koine. So memelin he died mi boid yoim. So memelin hareza min ashuk oisa. So now Rashi has a different problem. How can this person min ashuk asi, he's not living in the chotzer? Va'af al pishen neidor kan, kedesanyi lekama bay pilke, mi sheyesh loy beis ha-teven, u beis ha-boke b'chotzer, chavei roi oisa olov. So memele, even though he's not dor kan, you also asa. So memele, al kaponim, so b'chleikas tanoim, we'll see, but al kaponim, this tana holds, that's what Rashi says, that you can asa afilu when you don't live in the chotzer. Mishech Hashecha. But what happens if the Ben Achotza had made an Erev, and he died Mishech Hashecha? Eina Yoyser Olof, Shrei Huta Lamikza Shaks. Ve'echad min Ashuk. Now, the other way around. Echad min Ashuk Shoyloi Beis Dire Bechotzu Zu. So if he died, mi boid yoim eina Yoyser, Shrei Yei Orev Zem Shcheinov. Because the Ben Achotza that yashent him will be ma'ariv im shcheina. So the Ritas Loshna of Rashi Vaisleis, the Ben Chotzer wasn't ma'ariv yet. So what should Eina Yoyser? But his Misa will nasa, because later, when he'll be ma'ariv, so his Erev will include the Rishus that he yashent from his Moirish. That's Poshib Shat and Rashi. The Teres Chaim wants to say, not like Rashi. It's like it's very modern. Because he's going to be ma'arev. So the Teres Chaim wants to say that the Rambam, he brings up the Rambam, that the Rambam learned pshat that the Ben Chotzer was ma'arev before his uncle died. So even though b'shas when he was ma'arev, the erev did not help on that mansion because it didn't belong to him. So the Rambam of the Erev is only koin ben hashmoshe. So b'shas the chalois of the Erev, this did belong to him. So memela, it's very good. Because he was already ma'ariv, and the Erev is chal ben hashmoshe. It's not like Rashi. Mishech esheicha, the ein yochel la'ariv. Oh, but what happens if the echad min hashuk was meis mishecha? The Eina Yochel Arev, now the Ben Chotzer can be Ma'arev, Oysa. B'yoyrish mevatel reshusa ma'ay Oysa. That was Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. According to Rav Nachman, why does it say Oysa? It could be mevatel. Now, let us see Taisus. Zog Taisus. Yoyrish ma'u sheyevatel. So Taisus says, what is the tzir? So Taisus b'shaloi irev ha'ov ma'iri. It is speaking about that the ob was not ma'arev, ke the perish bekuntares. The im irev, if the ob was ma'arev, if the ob was ma'arev, and then the ob died in Shabbos, hotoni lekamot, we just learned a beraise, echot mivnei chotzer shemeis, ve'iniach rishusoy le'echot min ha'shuk, mishech esheicho, einoy oiso, so shteitach klor in the beraise, if a person was ma'arev and he died, so afilu now his rishus goes over to the yoyrish, and the yoyrish was not ma'arev, abos the gate manishton, since there was a heter erev betchilas knisas hayoyim, so memele, so the heter erev remains the whole Shabbos, period. So memele, the first hanoche that Rashi said that it is speaking about, because we have, the Gemara said three words, yoyrish ma'o sheyevatel. Rashi had explained, was speaking about certain cases. So Rashi said, number one, it's speaking about that the ov was not ma'arev. If there would be ma'arev, there wouldn't be a shayla. Case, tonight number two, Taisa says, Va'ayri kegoin shebo ha'yoyrish lodor sham b'shabes. Now, Taisa says already that it is speaking about, if we're clearing a shayla for Yoyrish, Yoyrish could be mevatel, can't be mevatel, so Taisa says the Yoyrish has to come in Shabbos in this chotzer to live there. The im loy kein, loy boy bittel. Da have kemoy beis ha-teven u beis ha-boko, de loy yosa, ke de omer abidu lekama bepilken. Rashi said, pshat at the baraisa holds that it does asa, but Taisa says, Allah, we pass him like it doesn't asa. Dein eise alle mokim dire, wer ab shimmen de posak pek mi shei tziyu kebosei, kom ar da filu holach lishbois eitzel bitoi ba oise ye irein eise, rab shimmen says noch mehr. We paskel mit rab shimmen, and the rab shimmen says that if a person left his house and he's still in the city and he's eitzel bitoi, he also doesn't nasa, because that's, it's called he's not living there. So, kozman, you don't live, you don't nasa. So Taisat Kaharta Kasha, so what's the problem over here that the Yoyrish it could be Mavatl, the Yoyrish doesn't ask? Dachm the Chakocha Zogun, that the Yoyrish came in Shabbos to be Dor in the Chotzer. So now we have a Siba Iseres, and now we're claiming a Shaila Zibikoyr Levat. So Taisat weiter. Umihu, im hoya hayoyrish dor ba'oysa chotza. What if the Yoyrish was already living in the chotza? The Yoyrish was living in the chotza in a different house. Now his uncle died. His uncle died, so now he takes over the mansion also. Is Shema, the Taisvis over here, so Taisvis wasn't sure already. Shema hoya oisa lehem beis oviv kshayorash b'shabbos. Maybe Zuktaisvis here, he doesn't have to go into the mansion in order to aser on the bnei ha-chotzer. Since he's living already in the chotzer, and now this mansion belongs to him also, is afal pi shaloi bolodor sham, even though he didn't come now to live in the mansion. Number one. And number two, afilu irevim chaveirev b'erev Shabbos. And this person is living in the chotzer, made a ruvi chaser erev Shabbos. Afilu hochi boi bittel, he'll need bittel. Loi mahani yeiruv on legabi oisei chotzer sheyiresh b'shabbos, sheyiresh b'shabbos, kedesanya lekamon b'shmaiten. Echot min ha-shuk shemeis, ve'iniyach rishusoi la'echot mivnei chotzer. So we learned, mi boi yoim, einei oisei, so the Erev will help. Mishech Hesheicha Oysa Peirish Lemahani Erev Le'inyin Oysa Chotzer Sheyorash B'Shabbos. Even though I made an Erev Erev Shabbos, well, Gabi the Chotzer Yashend in Shabbos, that doesn't help the Erev. So Taisvis says, so it could be, that means even though Taisvis had said that the Gemara is speaking about, which is absurd, that the Yoyrish came to be Dor in Shabbos, so Taisa said he was living there already, could be, doesn't have to be come to be Dor in that house, since he's living in the Chotzer, that house belongs to him, so automatically he'll ask her, and that Taisa says, I feel he made an Erev before, but that Erev Zicha will not help, and the Schusim he Yarshened after he made the Erev. Period. Umiyu. So now we have two cases. Either he came in Shabbos to live, or he had a different dira in the chotzer and Shabbos, and now a yarshin this dira. Umiyu, Taisa says, but a third case is impossible. Umiyu, ho loy efshaloyman. To say that it is speaking about the mayrik shahoyo hayoyrish dorim ovik. Maybe let's say a third case. The yoyrish, yeah, we're speaking about a son. The yoyrish was living with his father. And the yoyrish was ma'arev already. Shayoyrish dorim ovik. The imkein. So he says, if that would be the case, if he's living with his father, so this Yerush can zikhe be mevatel. Because he'd be bekoyach to be ma'are for the father. The noisein pas mi shaloy avi erev. If he'd give his own pass, he could make that the reshu, if he's living in the same house with the father, so memela, they're all living in one reshu, so anyone who gives a pass can make that reshu becomes mure with the rest. Even though he wasn't mezakeh the past to the father, kedi amaleil perik mishetziu chamisha shegobu eseirubam. Five people in one chotzer were goyve the erev. Shem elichen eseirubam lamokim acher echad melichai dekulo. So now, if they want to be ma'ariv their chotzer with another chotzer, so one of these five can take his pass. And by taking his pass, he makes that the previous, that chotzer is already ma'uriv with the second chotzer. Dimlokach pass a pass mishaloi, v'nosan b'chotzer shel shituv mayu lekulam, k'depirish osan b'kuntus. D'shlichis dekulu ka'ovit hoil v'irvu yachet. So if you have, they're all ma'uriv, they all live in one dira, so any one of the diras b'koyach to be ma'uriv already with his own pass. So if we are speaking about a ben hadorim oviv, so memeila the ben was ziche bekoyach erev Shabbos to be ma'ariv. So memeila, so what's the shail if he could be mevatel now? He was able to be ma'ariv erev Shabbos. Boy tanya lekamon bepirkin. Chamisha chaburay sheshavsu betraklet. Beisilu loyme erev echod lekulam. So memele, also you have that in one traklin you have chamisha chaburis. So memele, so since they're all living in one mokim, so memele is a echad ma'arev lekulam. So Taisva says, ava pishi esh lechalik. Maybe a person will make a chilik. Tosam kulam shovim bebayis. Zeke ma'izeh. Ve'ein zeh tofel azeh. So there the halacha is, if you have five chaburis, and each one is equal to the other, so then the din is each one is a bailim to be ma'ariv, the traklim. Avul hocha shahaben tofel oviv, but maybe one can say here the ben is a tofel oviv, in nosen haben pas, ainim bail. So maybe, this is being a rai from a baraisa from traklim, one could be dingsa. Mikomo kemeni daime klalachal. Yep, so it's not similar to there, but in spore, this is holds, you're tofel, nish tofel, he's a door here, he's bekoich to be ma'ar. Maho da om ala el. So Taisa says, let me bring another raya. I have a pilpul. If a ben is bekoich to be ma'ar, without the consult of his father, maho da om ala el, afilus chiro ilakita inais neseruboi. We hear that a sochir and a lokit of a balabos can be ma'arev. So you see, klor afilu atofel can be ma'arev. Ein raya lekan. Dil mahani mili benochi. Schiche lekita is speaking about that it belongs to a goy. So he once mentioned the svara diris akum loishmo dire. So memela, so even though he's a socher v'lokit, and the house belongs to the goy, we say he's the ikabalabos. So therefore he can make an eret. Avol be Yisroel loy, but by Yisroel could be, you can't say that the son is the ikador, the father is the ikador. So memela, so if you be mefakpik with the svar of tofel, habach nishka raya, but Taisa says, I don't hold it to such a svar of tofel. Avol ho, kiven di boy la ruvi me esmoil, loy motzi la art. Zik Taisvis, afilu lamanda oma la el mevatlin kabi meis nochri b'shabbos. We heard before that meis nochri b'shabbos you could be mevatl. the guy came in Shabbos according to Taisus. The main stachim shachil yochelios the ain mevatlin. Why? Given the hosam who. So Taisus says alom de shachilik between. Meis ha'akum b'Shabbos, bo akum b'Shabbos, meis ha'akum b'Shabbos, and yoyrish. Why? Given the hosam who by meis akum the oisei rishu shumevatul achshav ho yulokoyech lebatul me'esmer. That means he had erev Shabbos the koyech to be mevatul. Elosh loy hoyemoyul mivnei hanochi the oisei. That means be'etzem the koyach habitul he had mitchilas knisus ayoyim, but the goy can shter. Avol hocha hay reshus the mevatel hashto, but by ayoyirish the reshus that is mevatel now ain't like koyach levatel meyesmoil elo mishoshe yorash. So could be so now he's getting the koyach habitul. Now he's getting the koyach habitul. So could be that's worse. Father Kebeis Botem Mishnaitzi the Rishus Rabdei Mevatlim. Loi Hoya Biyodi Rishus Zeme Yesmo. Didn't have the Koyach to be Mevatl. Ulaman the Oma Lael Nami Ein Mevatlim. According to the man the Oma that says by a Goy, Meis Akum Bishabish, it can't be Mevatl. So Lachoy Resosakal Vachoy Mamadach Meis Akum that he could have been Mevatl Erev Shabbos. Avopikain, he had the koyach habitul. Avopikain, he can't be mevatel on Shabbos. Here Yerush is worth, but here Yocholius is a mevatel. Kedama Yerush kari devu. A Yerush is a hamshok. They weren't able bepoil. They had a koyach levatel, but the schiras akum, the diras akum was ma'akim that the bitul should help. Mashen can hear. There's a new svara of bro kari devu. Yerush kara davur. Lasuyei meis nochri b'shabes. Perish bekunteris. Kiven di boile ruve me esmoil. So Rashi says, why is meis nochri b'shabes a bigger chiddush than hikifu akum? So Rashi says, kiven di boile ruve me esmoil emotzim ma'arvi by hikifu nat nochrim. So they couldn't be married yesterday, hashta nami le motza mevatl. Umeireisha seifele shemine lei, ilai osi bezeh klal, dohosam le motza me'arvi me'esmel klal. Aval hocha motza me'arvi aidei schirus. And I'm sorry, I said wrong pshat. Pesh bekundus kivadi boi la ruvi me'esmel le motza me'arvi. That's a svara by Akum Gufa. Since they couldn't be ma'ariv yesterday, hashanami lamotzi mevatla. Umeireisha, aye, we can learn out this din from the reisha. Umeireisha, seifa loy shaminalei. Ilay osi bo zehaklau without the riboy of zehaklau. The hosnam lamotzi ma'arvi meyesmol klau. Because by kifu akum, b'chlau they couldn't be ma'ariv. Avolochem motzi ma'arvi ayyidei schiris. Mashme mitoich perushay da airi da osa nochi me'erev Shabbos. Rashi learns the Gemara da osa nochi me'erev Shabbos. Uboi le meimar, da'im mevatling k'shemeis. But they can't be mevatling k'shemeis. V'koshling dim loy meis, to boi tarfi, schiris a bit. V'lo yitochen lefi mashe pirashti lehel, da osam kula alma moide, de mevatling gabi meis nochi b'Shabbos mal. Taisa says that's no shayla, if the goy was here erev Shabbos, that's called motzi laruve because if the guy wanted to, he could be masked the reshus, and the guy was around. Elo b'da'osa nochi b'Shabbos ariyoche. Speaking about that, the guy came in Shabbos. We love zaklala, v'mina d'hoche mevatel. Aye, so what is that? Aye, they couldn't be ma'arev erev Shabbos because the guy wasn't here. Avamina dochi mevatel, kiven dai reshusa deka mevatel have a biyode mesmo. The reshusa is being mevatel was his yesterday also to be mevatel. Bloy domi lebeis batim, that yesterday bechlal he did not have the reshus to be mevatel. In the next taisvis, the lotion of taisvis is shreklich unclear. And the Taisus HaRosh says exactly what Taisus says, but in a much clearer oifen. I'd like to learn in Ivanik the Lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. Chutz min ha-mevatel reshus.
Aces, the Gemara had asked the Aces, the Baraisa says that Kol Shenesa Mikza Shabbos or Sokola Shabbos, Chutz Mi Mevatel Rishus. And Mevatel Rishus, so the Gemara says, Vais Tois Tavke Mevatel Rishus, and Yairish Nath, the Gemara answered, Chutz Mi Teiris Mitel Rishus. That's the Gemara. Zog the Taisus Arosh, Upeirish Rashi, the Porich L'Rav Nachman. The Gemara asked the Akashan Rav Nachman, the Omar Mevatlin. Rav Nachman holds that a Yoirish could be Mevatl, the Mid, the Loiktoni, Chutzmina Mevatl, Rishus, Vaha Yoirish, since it didn't say both, Shmami no, the Yoirish life. So you see, it says only Mevatl Rishus, but Yoirish not. The Dovo Taimo says, the Taisvus asks, a Taimo, a Yoirish Mevatl, a Hilbuchlal, Mevatl Rishus. I mean, the if a Yerush is Bekoich Levatel, that's Chutz Bina Mevatel Rishus. Whoever could be Mevatel Rishus, so if you Mevatel in Shabbos, it helps. So where, how can you check it with Rav Nachman? The Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, so Rabbeinu Chananu learns a whole different pshat. The Ledevei Shmuel, the Tony ain't Mevatel Porich. The Kasha is not on Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman holds that a Yoirish could be Mevatel. No, the Kasha is on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says a Yoirish can't be Mevatel. Shmuel. The Ledvei Shmuel, the Tony ain't Mevatel Porich. Now, what's the Kasha on Shmuel? The Midik Tony chutz min ha-Mevatel Rishus. Mashmeh. Kol mi sheyesh loy rishus achshav, whoever now has a rishus in the chotza, yochel levatel. We'll see a little later a stronger deal. About the vow the Gemara learned, chutz min hamevatel rishus means kol mi sheyesh loy achshav rishus is could be mevatel. So meila yoyrish has now rishus, it could be mevatel. That's how the Gemara learned in the Havim. Umeshani, chutz mitayres bittel reshus. Not who has reshus now. Kloima, the oisoi de shaykh bei tayres bittel. A person who has hilches bittel. When do you have hilches bittel? Tay reshus ze me esmel shaloi. Vahavim motzi la ruve. That's someone who's now, has now reshus in the chotzekim mevatel. That's call a mevatel reshus. Whoever is reshus in the chutz kibim mevatel. No, whoever has hilchis bittel, has the koyach bittel. That yes, he was able to be ma'arev, he can be mevatel. But the oisu shach bei toyres bittel. Do you reshus a me'as moshaloi v'ave motzi la'ruve? Avu yoyresh de me'as moshaloi motzi la'ruve le'motzi la'vatel. The lack of Torah's bittul ella heichev v'shayich b'yeirik. Period. So that's the shakla v'tayim. Afal pi zuktach toisves. So we have to know that the Gemara's going to ask kashas vayit. We learned another kasha. The kashas vayit are all on Rav Nachman. And according to Beinu Chananu, this kasha is on Shmuel. Zuk toisves afal pi shakushis achoynes l'Rav Nachman. Kamaisel l'devei Shmuel. This first kasha was on Shmuel. Umitoich Loshen Rabbeinu Chananu Mashme. Now, Tosfos is saying now a tiefer revolt, and how the Rabbeinu Chananu let a Meshune Dike Pshat in the Bereise, and that's why the Gemara is Takasha on Shmuel. Mitoich Loshen Rabbeinu Chananu Mashme, de chutz mehamevatel reshus, koi ashnei batim vishnei tzidei reshus harabim, vameis koi bishabis. The Rabbeinu Chananu learned pshat that the Baraisa said, "Vikifu akum, it's also. The guy died in Shabbos, it's also. Chutz, if he was mevatel rishus in Shabbos." So the Rabbeinu Chananu learned, we'll soon see pshat in this, that the Baraisa is telling us, if vikifu akum is mevatel rishus in Shabbos, it'll help. If meis goyin is mevatel rishus in Shabbos, it'll help. So what do you see from this? So you see from this that even though they first got the koyach habitul in Shabbos, it also helps. There's no such din that you had to be able to be ma'arev erev Shabbos. Now, but Tosfos is going to explain it now. Mitoich loshen Rabbeinu Chananu mashme, the chutz mevatel rishus, koi ashnei batem b'shnei tzide reshus haraben, v'ameis goi b'shabes. V'ze l'shoyne. Ze haklal. Kol shenesa l'mikza shabes, ki goin shnei batem b'shnei tzide reshus haraben, is also the ganze shabes. Chutz mi mevatel reshus, av api shenesa l'mikza shabes, v'shoshe bitl reshus ehut reshar ha-shabes ad kan l'shoyne. So now Tosis is going to explain it. V'heiche d'loi bitlu ze lo ze. So what is the case of Ikifu Akim? They weren't mevatel. Koma de nesar. So that's nesar l'mitzah Shabbos, nesar l'chol ha-shabbos kula. V'koshe, frek toch Tosis, din kein, my nesar l'mitzah Shabbos de koma, kim de ben ha-shmoshes loi hukah. What's that? It was nesar l'mitzah Shabbos. It's nesar l'chol ha-shabbos. The Yeshloima, so Taisva said the Beinachananda learned like this, Lepei Rushoi, the Eirul Be'irvu, the case of Hukaf, the Akum B'Shabbos is Azoi. You had two people that were living on two sides of a Rishus Haram. They got a notice, Erev Shabbos in the mail, that the government is coming and they're going to make their street a playground. In Shabbos they're going to put up mechitzas. Nu, the zwei Yidin gehört das. Nu, so Shabbos, we're going to have a chotzer now. Like this, it was a Rishus Haravim. They're going to shut it off, back it off, and have a chotzer. Nu, I'm saying, nu, a chotzer, da, mach a reinchab. So what did they do? They made an Erev. Erev Shabbos, they made an Erev. They made an Erev, for Seitzach, now it won't help, but it'll help in Shabbos. That's what they did. Da Eiri beirvu, shahoyu yoidim shagoyim yakifu mechitza lemocha. So they made an Erev, Erev Shabbos. Okay, mashmelon. So zoktun de bereise, de kibin shloichal ha Erev betchile Shabbos. Since the Erev wasn't chal betchile Shabbos, because betchile Shabbos wasn't a chotze. Betchile Shabbos was a Rishus Haram. So loichayli kshebo achre kem vikifun b'Shabbos. So kol shenes ha mitchile Shabbos, that Erev did not help. So it won't help. Later also, v'chein meis goi b'shabes. It's also the same thing. B'shirvu me'erev shabes. U'bota le'ruven, but erev doesn't help ne'a goi. U'shemeis, but the goi died, so let it now help. Su'lechayu. That's the first case in the Baraisa. Se'kol shedase mitchila shabes. That means if they made an erev and the erev didn't help, so it won't help in the middle of Shabbos. Avol bitul moyo litalvayu, but bitul firtoiste bereise. Avol mevatul rishusay b'Shabbos. But in this case of Ikifu Akum, if they were mevatul now in Shabbos, it'll help. Now it'll help. Kedektoni chutz me mevatul rishus. So now the Gemara is asking Meredek, umidahani bitul b'shnei batim, af al pish loyhoye loykoyich levatel reshuze meyesmer. Even though yesterday they won bekoyich levatel, the shusarabi moya, kolshkein yoyre sheyesh loykoyich levatel reshuze shol chotzel ze. So memele, a yoyrish is not worse than this. A yoyrish is hakar and avuach. I mean, a yoyrish isn't worse than this. That a yoyrish shouldn't be worse than this. And what? And for the Gemara, the Gemara says, "Chutz mi teiras bitul rishus." So what does that mean? Loikoi ashnei batim. It's not now. Chutz mi, before the Gemara said chutz mi mevatel rishus, the Gemara held it's a hemshech. It's speaking about Ikifu Akum, and Erev doesn't help, and Bittl will help. So the Gemara says, no, Chutz Miteiris Bittl Rishus, it's talking about a different case. Bisheshochach La'arev Erev Shabbos, and he was Mabatal in Shabbos. So Mamele, it'll help. That is how the Bein Chananel learned Pshat Na Gemara. You'll see the Lashon HaTosis is mamish, very unclear. But Tosis is mamish the same thing, but in the greater Arichis is very unclear. And the Tosis HaRosh brings down Pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's much clearer. Echad mimnei chotzer shemeitz, beiniach reshusoi leechad mimeshuk. The last baraisa was echad mechotz shemais nichu shus alechem nashuk mi ba'oid yoim oisel. So mi ba'oid yoim, if he died mi ba'oid yoim, halasa. He died mi ba'oid yoim, and he died mi sherech sheicho, he won't ask. Hach baraisa airi ba'ochi. The ben chotzer ma'arev im chavera. The ben chotzer is ma'arev. Avo ben ashuk eini ma'arev imor. Afilu kshiyoresh mi ba'oid yoim. Afilu kshiyoresh mi ba'oid yoim. He also is not ma'arev. So Taisva says, V'loi, so Mamela, so that's why if the Bnei Chotzer died, he boyed Yoim, so his Erev is no good. So the Ben Ashuk will also. Ben Ashuk ain't a marriage, you man, Philip Shiyorosh me boyed Yoim. So Taisva, why can't the Ben Ashuk also? V'loi Mishum, that what the Ben Ashuk can't also. V'loi Mishum, Shulayucha La'are. Not because he can't be ma'arev imoem, lefishayne dorsham, because he doesn't live there. The mistama loigore bohochi, le'inyen erev obitel rishus, kiven the osar alay, kidiktoni mi boidyay moisa. So Taisva says if he doesn't live there, he can asar on them. So lechayre, if he doesn't live there, he could also make an erev obitel rishus. Now, before I say the Lashon of Taisva is, let me tell you what the Lashon of the Taisva Sarosh is. Elo, Ucha de Milsei. That it says that the Ben Hashuk did not make an Erev. Oysai Shebishuk, Einai Rogel La'arev. Lefi She'einai Mishtamish Bechotzer. So the Taisva Sarosh says that what we see from the Rehitis Loshen HaBaraisa, that we see from the Rehitis Loshen HaBaraisa, that the Ben Hashuk was not Ma'arev, that does not mean he could not be Ma'arev, it means Mistom, he's not Ma'arev, because he doesn't live there, why should he be Ma'arev? That is what the Taisus HaRosh says. Now let us see what our Taisus says. So Taisus says, Halavai, the same thing. So Taisva says, "Datachma v'loy mishum shloyuchel la'arev imoem l'fish einei dosham that he can't be ma'arev since he doesn't live there." The mistama like garabachi l'nyan erev bittel rishus that he's zichek be ma'arev bittel rishus kiven da'asa alay k'diktani b'boid yoyim oisa. So that since he asel, so he's bekoyech ta'asa, he's bekoyech to be ma'arev bittel. Elo ulcha de milsu de ben chotzel. A ben chotzer rogel la'arev im chaveirev, shul tzorech l'shtamish b'chotzer. A ben chotzer z'ma'arev, because he has to be mishtamish, given shul dosha. Avo lo yisei she b'shuk, about the one who's living b'shuk, ein yochel la'arev, he can't be ma'arev. V'ish ein rogel l'shtamish, because he's not rogel l'shtamish. So Taisus is doch ashrek. So the Magia in the Chedusha Miri says, what do we do with Taisavis? Taisavis, it's double talk. V'loi Mishum, Taisavis started off by saying, you can't say, you can't be Ma'arev, because if he asks, he says, it could be Ma'arev. No, what? You can't be Ma'arev. So it's double talk. So he says in the Iluyash Pshat and Taisavis. So he says Pshat as follows. He says, Taisavis and the Havamine held that the Din Erev and the din bittel is tali in dire. So the mele, he says, listen here, if his dire asas, even though he's not living here, so the mele, he's bekoyach la'arev, and he's bekoyach levato. That's what Taisus held in the Havamina. Taisus in the Maskonis says, the din bittel is tali in dire, but the din erev is tali in shimush. The din erev is tali in shimush, and since he's alav bar shimush, he can't be ma'arev. So Memele, he could be Mevatel, but he can't be Ma'arev. Now let us see the Lashon of Taisus. So Taisus said before, Taisus says, V'loi mishim shloyucha la'arev imoim l'fishayne dorsham. You can't say that he's not bekoyach to Ma'arev because he's not living there. The mistama le'gorabachi. For that living there, that will make the l'inyan erev ebitl shus kivin dosal. If the dira asel, so if it's called a dira for Israel, it's called a dira for erev ebitl. Now, what's the Taisvitz? אבל לא יש לי שבשוק אין יוכל לערב אין שרוד ולשתמש. He can't be ma'arab because Eiren is totally in Shimush. Stelst du de Loshna Gemorah and Daf Mem Tes, the Gemorah and Daf Mem Tes says, Eirif Shmoy, that the Oum Me'urif, so that means the Oum Mishtamish in the Chotzah. This person lives 10 miles away, you can't say he's Me'urif with them. Ein Yochel La'arav Yishen Erogel Ishtamish. Ksavar Aitanik, Ma'adomu Kama Bepilkin, Beis HaTevna, Beis HaBokar, Eise Oyser Olof.